This is Valley Edition. I'm Laura Satsui. In a rare instance of a sitting politician facing criminal charges, Kern County Supervisor Leticia Perez is defending herself against two misdemeanor charges related to a conflict of interest between her position as an elected official and her ties to the marijuana industry. Moderator Kathleen Schock spoke with Samuel Morgan, a reporter for the Bakersfield Californian, who's covering the case, along with CSU Bakersfield Professor of Political Science, Dr. Ivy Cargill.
So, Sam, I'd like to start with you. For those who haven't been following this case, what's going on?
So, Leticia Perez is a supervisor on the Kern County Board of Supervisors. She's been here for a couple years. She's the only person of Latino background, and she's the only woman on the board. And just recently, last summer, she was charged with two conflict of interest charges. They're misdemeanors. Related to her alleged involvement in the marijuana industry. And right now we're sort of going through the pretrial hearings. They're sort of trying to figure out what evidence will be allowed to be put forward during the trial, if there is one. And just recently her defense has sort of said that her whole case is the charges are based off of political retaliation and because of her race. So it's gotten pretty messy over here in Kern County related to this issue.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm glad you went straight to that because I think it's such a key part of this situation. You know, first her defense brought up racial allegations and then this retaliation by the DA. Explain what's going on.
Yeah. So Leticia Perez's husband, whose name is Fernando Jara, was sort of a consultant for marijuana interest in Kern County. And I've seen, and they're basically people who were marijuana investors who have said that they paid him, I believe it was $25,000, but I could be a little bit off on that, to represent them as they tried to set up their business in Kern County. And then, so there was a vote on whether or not the supervisors would allow marijuana to continue. And this is back in October of 2017. And Leticia Perez was the only person to vote in favor of allowing marijuana to be sold. And after that, she was brought up with these charges. And they're saying that the DA, who was the DA at the time, Lisa Green, she was not going to seek re-election. She was supporting her assistant DA, whose name was Scott Spielman, whereas Perez was allegedly supporting his competitor, who was Cynthia Zimmer. And then Cynthia Zimmer ultimately won. And after the election, that's when the charges were brought. So they're saying, the defense is saying that if Spielman had won, the charges would not have been brought forward. If the election had not been very close, then the charges would not have been brought forward. So that's sort of where we're at right now. The DA has just been ordered to hand over documents that could potentially show this retaliation taking place. But so far, the public hasn't seen anything, and there's a gag order on the case. So really nobody can talk about it who has any knowledge.
Fascinating. You know, you use the word messy to describe the situation. With that in mind, I'd like to bring in Dr. Ivy Cargill. Tell us a little bit what the political implications could be for this moving forward.
Well, I think that really depends on what the outcome of the case is. I mean, it's definitely a contentious situation, and we can't really speculate too much because of the fact that there is a gag order. But I will say that it is unfortunate that this is happening to the only Latina and the only woman on the board for Kern County, which consists of over 51%, which over 51% of the Latino, Latina, Latinx community makes up Kern County. And she's the only Latino, Latina, Latinx voice on the board. And so politically, you know, I think that this can be harmful depending on what the outcome is, because the Latino, Latina, Latinx community needs and deserves representation, more representation, I think, on the board, but if anything, at least one. And, you know, the outcome of this could be detrimental to that.
So, Sam, I'd like to come back to you. You're there in the courtroom covering this. What are you hearing on the ground? How are people reacting to this, to these allegations?
I'd say that it's split the community pretty drastically. There hasn't been many fireworks that have gone on during the actual court proceedings, which have been pretty quiet so far. But everybody, this whole case sort of gets mixed up with the marijuana debate that is taking place in Kern County right now. The supervisors recently sort of enacted a full ban on the sales of marijuana, and then the marijuana industry is pushing back against that. And so there's been a lot of mud that's been thrown by them against various supervisors. And Leticia Perez sort of got caught up in that a little bit. And so people are taking sides. And right now they really don't have much to work with because nobody really knows exactly the extent of the evidence against her or what potentially the defense could say. So we're all sort of waiting, but that doesn't stop anybody from, you know, taking a side.
So it's my understanding that it was earlier this month that a judge ruled that Perez was discriminated against by the DA. Is that correct?
Well, I wouldn't say that he ruled that she was discriminated against or that she was discriminated against. I would say that he wanted to sort of look into that possibility. During the hearing, there was a lot of circumstantial evidence that was brought forward that was saying, you know, it's possible that if we can get these documents, we can show that Perez was, you know, that her support for Zimmer was a reason why these charges were brought forward. And so the judge, I believe, was more ruling along the lines of he thought that there was enough circumstantial evidence, but I don't think he made like a firm ruling that she definitely had been discriminated against.
You know, Dr. Cargile, I'm just wondering, in a situation like this, and as you mentioned before, we don't know how this is all going to play out. But in the right. event that it is determined that there was some retaliation involved in the bringing about of these charges, what could that mean in terms of people's willingness to engage in or pursue elected office in Kern County? That has to be a pretty devastating situation for a community.
It would be discouraging for people to try to seek political office. But then again, at the end of the day, it's known that politics is tough. And so it's just going to take extra work to get people, particularly people of color in Kern County, to really be motivated to run for political, to really be mobilized, not motivated, to run for political office, understanding that, you know, these types of situations may arise. Because, you know, unfortunately, when it comes to this kind of a situation, Kern County is not alone. This happens, you know, in a lot of places where in a lot of different political environments. So it does make it more difficult, but it also means that then opinion leaders and I think that people who have been in the area for long really need to make sure that they're able to mobilize and get people ready in the pipeline to run for office despite what is happening. Because, yes, it can be it can be a setback, but the setback can be overcome if you just mobilize and motivate.
If you're joining us, you're listening to Valley Edition. On the phone from Bakersfield is Dr. Ivy Cargile from CSU Bakersfield, along with Sam Morgan from the Bakersfield, California. And Sam, I'd like to throw the next question at you. Let's set aside the potential discrimination allegations that Perez has made against the district attorney and go back to those original charges, those two misdemeanor charges that she is facing. The maximum sentence of those two misdemeanors could be quite serious. Is that right?
I'm not exactly sure what the maximum sentence is for those charges, but I've always thought that it, you know, they were very serious, even though they are misdemeanors.
Yet my understanding is that it could also bar her from electing or from running for elected office for several years. Going back to those charges, how shocking was that in terms of the reaction from her constituents and the community? Or has she seemed to maintain a fair amount of support? You know, my understanding is she's continuing to serve in her role on the Board of Supervisors. Is she able to effectively govern given all of the noise and the chaos around her?
Yeah, I definitely think that she's able to do much of her work despite this going on. And right after the charges were announced, it was obviously a huge shock to many people, but there was a big rally that took place at the Board of Supervisors meeting after she was charged, or at least the charges were announced, and she had this huge march into the Board of Supervisors meeting space with Dolores Huerta, who is a big civil rights leader. Arm in arm, they sort of marched in, and there was a big crowd that watched her as she said a prayer in the county building here. So, I mean, she definitely retains quite a bit of support as she's going through this. And, you know, she's not going down without a fight, as is clear with her defense strategy.
So before we wrap up, if you could just give us a sense of what to expect in the weeks and months to come as this continues to play out.
Right now, the DA said they need more time to get those documents to the court. And so then the court will look over the documents. And then I heard that a potential trial could be delayed as much as into next year. So we probably still have quite a bit longer to wait before we get any sort of conclusion to this.
Well, a fascinating story unfolding in Kern County. We thank you both for being with us and sharing your perspective.
All righty, thank you.
Our pleasure.